everybody. Well, today is Monday, July 27th. We're on Station 1. And let's do a clearing for people for the date today. So here we go. July 27th, 2015, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's also work with maybe emotional energies that you may have attached to you, energetic cording, something like that. So think of a situation that you had that maybe wasn't too favorable for you, and we'll just clear that. So here we go. Clearing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and let's bring up the light beams. And you probably all have maybe 3 of them up, but now you can put up 3. And here we go. We'll clear 3 of those, bringing in the energy to clear you. So they're going to be bringing you energy in the now. 3 light beams per picture. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And now we'll bring on our co-host. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening or good afternoon, everybody, and thanks so much for joining us. We have a great show planned for you today on this Monday. We're on bbsradio.com, Station 1, and now is the time for you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sample healings as well as the questions and answers as we focus on heart-centered energy, as well as how to use all of the wonderful clearings and healings that Ron offers on creationlightship.com. And we have a new healing, well, relatively new. I think last Monday was when we first started talking about it, and it is the black mist fog removal. So if you would like to write in, if you've been using that and you've had some experiences, maybe you felt an energy release or you were seeing things more clearly, we'd love for you to write in. And you can do that one of two ways. You can go to our chat, fast chat feedback form, which is on our BBS Station 1 homepage, as well as at the top of Ron's website. During the live broadcast, there's a direct link, and you can find that at creationlightship.com. And that's also where you'll find all the sample healings, which are on the left side of the webpage, including the new black mist fog removal. So, Ron, I just wanted to start off with a testimonial about that, somebody who has been using it. So this listener writes, "I love this clearing. Whenever I lay down on the ground, I would always see this hugely gross stuff in my atmosphere right above me. I knew it was lurking around and was really nasty stuff. The first use was such an enormous release for my body that I had an entirely new level of awareness. I could finally breathe and got a taste of sweet air. Thank you so much for this healing," and it's the first time they've used it.
Great. It's leaving. So, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's working for that person, and that's great, and we appreciate your testimonial. So if you have been using it and you've experienced something similar or maybe something even completely different, feel free to write in. So the next question has to deal with social media, Ron, and we kind of were talking a little bit about this last week when we started talking about computers and the internet. But this person writes in, "Dear Ron, I run my own business, and I've been thinking a lot about blogging and social media and going on YouTube to support it, but I'm very nervous about cordings and being in the public eye. Do you have any advice for me?"
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can look at that. Typically, once you're out there, you will be courted, you know. So, you know, the shrink wrap clearing may help, but that's normally when you see people. You could put something on your psychic billboard. Maybe that might help ward people away from you if they look at you. But if you have your picture up there and or your business name, then you'd probably want to do the natal chart on your name. But having your picture up, you're going to be courted. And so, you know, the body shrink wrap may help you, but you're going to be unaware and of what time, you know, they're looking at you. So that gets to be kind of difficult. You could be sleeping and you could have, you know, 100 people looking at you, courting you. You know, it's probably best not to even get out on social media like that.
Yeah, it's a tricky question because you want to attract business and not courtings, and you want to. It's difficult because it is such a big part of running a business or attracting new clientele now. I mean, it seems like everyone is on all these social media networks, and I can't even imagine if you were, you know, on YouTube or you're in the public eye, how many. If you're very popular and very successful, you must get, you know, probably hundreds of thousands of courtings.
And especially from your competition, what are they thinking of you?
Right.
As they see you maybe taking away their business. So then now you have the dark side practitioner clearing you should be doing, mm-hmm. Maybe even the hexes, curses, spells, you know, or curses, hexes, spells.
So, yeah, or it could be something even just they don't like the way you look, so they're, you know, thinking hate, they're leaving hate comments or they're thinking mean things about you.
Yep.
So, although, Ron, you know, you do offer the decording calls on Tuesdays, the courting removals. Would that help, or is it just too overwhelming that you wouldn't be able to? I mean, you might benefit a little bit from it, but if you're really out there, it might be difficult, more difficult to face that.
Yeah, it would get rid of the cords at that moment, probably, as long as you're looking at a certain area of your body. That's how the clearings work, is normally people select an area, like if you have a hurt shoulder or a bruise or something, then people may cord you in that location. So it's possible that, but you don't know where they're cording you. So you normally want to find a body location, part, or whatever, where they're cording you. Then we take it away. You have to be proactive in that. It's not going to go through and take every one of your cords off you. It's up to you to decide where you think you're being corded. So it could help, but you don't know. You know, typically if you have your face up there, they're going to be cording your face, so you could recommend that they get cords off your face, and it will work in that moment. You know, after the call ends, you know, if people look at you and start cording you an hour later, then you're going to just be getting more cords on you. So that's why we have the media clearing on the website to take away stuff that you heard from people. It's kind of like the opposite, the other end of the stick. And so you're out there yourself promoting yourself as a media person because you're in the media, and you know, that's not a good thing. So that's why you normally want to backpedal and become more of a homebody in a sense. You're not getting out with everybody. You have these things get attached to you. So that's... getting into, you know, an area that you may not wish to be in by doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially your competition who don't like you, you know. Maybe you work for a company, now you're doing your own, you know, and they find out that you have a website or something out there, Facebook or whatever it is, you know, where your picture's up. You know, I'm sure there'll probably be even more things coming out that people connect to, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like this has been forced upon us. You know, that it used to be that the business would speak for itself, and now the product would speak for itself, or you didn't really know who made this or that, and now there's so much emphasis on you and your personality, And it almost seems like a way to just keep getting courted. It's like that's what they want you to do.
That's a way to get your energy stolen.
Yeah.
So, as above, so below. So you're being hooked up to people. And that's your choice. How much you want to have your energy taken from you.
Yeah. And also, I don't know. I mean, I don't use Facebook or pretty much really any of the social networks, but I know there's this thing on Facebook called timelines. It literally is a timeline courting you to other people. I always thought that was so funny. I think it used to be something else, and they renamed it. So basically, there's this whole online record of everyone you've been with and where you go, and there's an app or something called Time Hop, where it basically shows you if you took a picture on that day, and then 3 years later, it will show you where you were and what you were doing and who you were with on that day 3 years ago.
Oh, well.
So, I mean, what we have on the website and what Ron offers are these things called timeline crashes. So, and that's one of the recommended healings. That's like one of the top 10 healings that you'd want to do. So if you're out on these networks, you better start crashing those timelines because that's probably not something you want to deal with, or timelines and courtings. And it, you know, it literally itself identifies as a timeline, so that's not something you want to be on.
Nope, not at all.
So very interesting. Okay, so I guess we should move on, Ron, and take some more listener questions. And I just wanted to, check the fast chat again. And someone had a question about mind control. And they're asking that, it says, the dark side seems to be enforcing an agenda to refuse understanding and only enforce the mind control program with no understanding at all. People seem ready to blow up over points of understanding and in denial of the natural function to know things. So I'm not sure what the question is. I guess, is it something like, maybe how could we clear mind control programs, or what do we do if we are interacting with people who are running these programs and don't seem to want to be open to clearing them?
Well, if they're running a program, then that program would be on a timeline. So they're connected to a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And are they wanting to have you join them on their timeline that they're running, on their program? So that's your choice if you choose to engage with them on their timeline. So I would look at it as, do I want to connect to these people? Do I wish to give them information about something? Do I want to be on their timeline? Maybe not. You know, let's just say that you you're going into a store, and there's people outside that, you know, normally we have people selling like Girl Scout cookies off and on. You know, you probably have all seen that, or some group is selling something. And normally you're used to seeing, we'll say, the Girl Scout cookies, and now they're selling something that looks like pudding. You know, and it's a hot day, and it has crust on it, you know, and it's kind of cracked, and they're trying to sell that to you in place of the cookie that they used to sell. Well, are you going to want to engage and buy that? Are they even eating it? Are you going to want to engage with them to say, why are you selling this and not cookies? Well, they're all on that timeline or selling that particular thing, and, you know, if you don't want it, just pass them by. Don't engage them. you know, let somebody else figure out why they're doing that, and it doesn't really pertain to you of what they're doing. It's really, it's none of your business whether they want to eat whatever they're eating there, you know, the stuff that looks like it, you know, maybe it's made 10 years ago and they're eating it, you know, or something. So, but it's your choice if you want to engage them. So that's how I would look at it. Do you really want to engage something on a different timeline to take you off of the now into their timeline? And then you have to deal with that stuff. And if you don't know about it, you will be dealing with it if you don't die beforehand, okay? Because it will get you eventually. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I think the topic at hand here that seems to be kind of a repetitive theme for tonight's show is this question of individual choice. You know, going on social media and interacting with people or doing these mind or interacting with people who are running these mind control programs, it's a choice. So it's I guess for this listener, it's a good thing to be aware of them, but you don't really want to engage with that. You don't want to get hooked up to those timelines that these people are on. So what you really want to do is probably, I would say, maybe do some timeline crashes, right, Ron? Or maybe, I know you mentioned it earlier, the psychic billboard clearing. Do you think that would work in a case like this to stop you from sort of interacting with people like this, or would that just be...
Well, it might keep them from waving at you to come over.
Mm-hmm.
I just know something kind of strange. I'm kind of like parked on a street, okay? And there's a nursery there. And, you know, so I'm watching as a truck with a four-wheel trailer, black in color, you know, goes by me. This is like about a minute and a half ago. And it turns in. And it's a white truck, and they have this little sign on the side of it. And, you know... So now, you know, like a half a minute ago, I see the same truck coming down the other side of the street. Now, the trailer was empty, the first one. And now I see it coming from the other side of the street, you know, we'll just say one was northbound, one southbound, okay? And now it's coming up and it's turning in. Same truck, same trailer, but now it has a little skid loader on the back of it. And there's no way that could happen, you know. Now, I'll have to probably go and see if they have two identical-looking trucks with two identical-looking trailers, which is kind of unlikely. But, you know, I was just viewing two different timelines, and they're doing two different things. One truck was empty pulling in, and then from the other end of the street, it comes with a loader on the back of it. So that's quite interesting, you know. You know, I doubt if the nursery could afford, you know, two pieces of equipment like that. The loader they could probably afford, you know. But as far as two trucks and two trailers that look identical, hello. So anyway, very strange. So I'm actually probably seeing two different timelines of this here. So that's quite interesting, a minute apart. So back to you.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe there's two... timelines running there, and they're kind of conjoined, maybe.
Yeah, they dropped the truck in with one without a load and one with a load, you know. So I could see it happening in 15 minutes, where maybe they loaded, you know, this machine up. But I'm watching down the street that it never came from down the street. It just, you know, came in, you know. I didn't see him in that property loading a loader to come out to come back in again. So anyway, back to you.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Let's keep us posted about that, Ron. And I did get a clearing request, and someone was asking for a sample of the media cording clearing.
Okay, so here we go, media cording. So you have to look at a situation, something that happened, something that you saw, something that you heard. Remember, they get into your senses. So whatever you know, pushed your buttons, would be what you want to release. Now, naturally, you can watch a lot of things, maybe on TV, and not get affected by it. But if for some reason you became affected, affected, then you're getting your buttons pushed, and then you're on that timeline and dealing with your stuff on that timeline. So that's how things recycle, and you don't really know how or why. You know, like, I did this before, why is it happening again? And that's kind of the situation there. So here we go. Let's release the energy from the media clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you.
Okay, great. And somebody had a comment, and they were wondering, when they walk by people asking for money or selling things, are they courting us or possibly and or possibly cursing us too? In other words, can not engaging with them still need to be cleared? So even if you ignore them.
It's very possibly it could be somebody could not like you, or you know, they're shaking their cat, and you're supposed to pay them, and they're smiling at you, saying bad words as you walk by them, not giving them anything, you know. So, yeah, that all is possible. Remember, it's not mind energy. What are they thinking as you walk by? Nice thoughts, bad thoughts, or no thoughts. So they're probably thinking of something because they're rattling their can, or they're doing something, you know. So, yes. You can have stuff done to you without even just being innocent, we'll say, doing nothing. So that's the sad thing that we have. That's what the aliens gave everybody, is mind energy to take people down. So back to you.
Yeah, interesting. And I'm wondering, I guess we would run curses, hexes, and spells if we felt that. Or we could do the get on the decording call.
Yep, and you know, it's possible that going a step further, which isn't too good, but maybe the person is still full of entities, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, and so now you're walking by them, and the person goes, "Oh man, I wish I had a pair of shoes like those," right? Maybe just bought brand new shoes. And so all of a sudden, all the entities who don't have shoes hop into your body because the person made, you know, gave the attention to it, you know? And now you're dealing with entities that came from this person. And they love walking with you, being in you, walking with those shoes. So, you know, none of this is good stuff to even talk about. You know, it all goes downhill very quickly. You know,
well,
I mean,
that's true. And, you know, I've seen, you know, sometimes, you know, you'll give someone a large amount of money and they're completely shocked and surprised. Like you give them a $10 bill or a $20 bill and they're completely just, you know, not expecting that. But then you can't go around doing that because you'll be broke very quickly. So I guess the answer really is you have to become a hermit and a homebody.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to keep cleared.
Yeah, and just try to avoid, if you see, I mean, I would just try, me personally, if I'm in the city and I see that, I just cross the street, or, you know, I try to get into a bigger group of people so they can't single me out. And I don't know, I think a lot of that has to do with your psychic billboard. If you're attracting that, you might want to put something different on your psychic billboard, because sometimes, you know, you feel like you have a sign tattooed on your forehead. I don't know if anyone out there has ever heard that expression, like, if you're crazy, talk to me. So you might want to clear that off of your psychic billboard if that keeps happening to you, if you keep having interactions with people like that, or who are, you know, because it is very sad, like Ron said, and, you know, a lot of the times people are just dealing with a lot of entities and, you know, haven't been cleared, so you keep running into them, so you might want to try to get off of that psychic energy and get out of there.
I think the most damaging to people, or people with the job, will say, would be the ones that are continuously answering their telephones.
Especially in customer service or something.
Yeah, customer service or working on the computer. Maybe they are dealing with the, I think there's Skype and then there's, the different phone lines on the computer or Messenger, and you keep mm-hmm. getting people talking to you when your computer's on. So you're getting hits there, and you might think that it's innocent, but what are they thinking about? What did they go through emotionally? Let's just say that somebody had a situation, and half an hour before they contacted you, and they got calmed down, and now they wanted to say, hi, how are you doing? But they're still carrying the baggage of a situation. Maybe the last phone call was upsetting. So now, they smile maybe to, if you can see them in person, but they're going to give you that emotional energy and it'll come flying to you. They may not sound like they're emotionally getting distressed or angry at you, but they still carry it in their energy field. That can happen to you. So we all know that. So that's the problem that, people have, unfortunately. And then what are you doing when you talk to somebody else next? That stuff's body hopping, just like entities do, and it could even be entities, and all of a sudden you don't know why, you're having dreams at night or something, or something's recycling in your energetic field or with you, a month afterwards. You don't know where it came from. What happened here? And that's one of the situations that people can have. So, back to you.
Yeah, I know we mentioned this on a show, a while back, maybe even a couple of years ago, but we were talking about how you could maybe place a wet paper towel over the receiver while you're talking on it and, I guess, change it or some kind of something that would absorb the energy from the other person on the other line. I don't know if that would still work.
It could, It could.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody... Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, nothing is 100%, but whatever can help,
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for, is remedies to feel better. So that's kind of what I would, look at is, what can help me? I know it's not going to fix it, but what can help so I can feel better? And that's the way I would look at it. So back to you.
Yeah, and the person who was asking about the people asking for money said they usually, or selling things, usually just say no thank you or but good luck to you. So hopefully they don't hate me. So, yeah, hopefully they're not cursing you. But, it's weird.
I've seen those, and, they have a sign out. The newer one is the gas can. They have a gas can there, and they have a little sign on a piece of cardboard,
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that one yet?
No.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that for the last couple
years. Are they asking for gasoline?
Yeah, they're asking for gasoline, so they have a gas.
Wow.
Whether they have a car or not, it's not something else, but they want to get the money to buy gas.
Oh, I see.
And then on their sign, it says, need gas, God bless you. Just right away, you're reading that, and you're cursing yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I have a friend of mine used to get this a lot. He lived in a city, and what he would do is if he'd be out on his porch and someone would come up to him and just like blatantly ask for money, and he would say, I don't give money on, but I could give you some food if you're hungry. And then he had like a little pantry area where he would give out, a jar of peanut butter or some food. And I don't know, I thought that was really a good way of handling it because, he said, if you're hungry, I can give you some, a loaf of bread and some peanut butter and you can make a sandwich and, a can of soup or whatever. And you can take that and, eat it. And usually the people wouldn't want it. So they would be asking for money because they were hungry. But then when he offered to give them food, they would refuse it. So that was kind of interesting, I thought.
Yeah, but maybe their food has the name of drugs on it.
Yeah, maybe it's a different kind of food.
a different kind of food. They didn't want that. Yeah.
Right, right.
But, yeah, you know, so that's kind of common, you know, all that is, you know, bumping up against somebody in the store, then they don't like you or they get upset because you got hurt or something, or they ran over your toe at the shopping cart or whatever, or you ran over their toe and they're putting out stuff. So you need to clear yourself of what they're giving you.
That's a really good point, Ron, too. And a lot of the times, what I just had a thought, and it seems like what they're doing is connecting to your emotions. So, as you know, if you've been listening to the show, if you're just joining us, what the Creation Lightship is about is, especially on Mondays on the Healing Highway, it's about being at peace, being heart-centered, and not having an emotional reaction to things. So if someone comes up to you, what I would kind of keep track of the emotions that I feel, like, do I feel pity for them? Do I feel bad for them? Do I want to help them? Do I dislike them? Do I want to run away from them? What do I want to do? And am I having an emotional reaction to this person? And if so, then what are the clearings that I need to do in order to be at peace with the situation? I mean, getting cursed by somebody is one thing, but I would keep a log of all of the emotions that I felt and then go home and find the appropriate clearing to do for that situation.
Yep, they're actually giving you a gift to clean yourself. It doesn't happen over again, you know? So you know that you got an issue there.
Yeah, and if you do, for example, like if you have anxiety about this, you could do the whole lifetime anxiety body clearing. And I would be really curious if anybody actually does this. I would be really curious to see if after you did the clearing, did you stop having encounters with people like this? Or if you did, what was your new reaction, if there was even a reaction? Because a lot of the times, you just won't, I find you would just won't even notice this. Like, you won't feel bad. You won't feel like you have to give them money. It's very interesting to notice the difference before doing your clearings and after doing them. Because chances are you'll just be at peace.
Yep, and possibly, you know, maybe dealing with lack energies, maybe for some reason, you're seeing a lot of these people on the side of the road, okay? You know, wanting to have money or something. So they're in the lack energy system, lack timeline.
Yeah, good point, Ron.
So then does that mean that you're in that because you're noticing them? So that could
right.
be a gift. Maybe you're wondering, gee, where's all my money coming from? Or I need money or whatever, you know? But you're on that timeline dealing with lack, and they're just pointing it out to you.
That's a great way of looking at it, Ron.
Yeah. So they're giving you a gift, but you do want to understand that and get off it. Do a clearing so you can maybe change it around so you're not on that timeline of not receiving.
Yep. You'd want to get off the lack and into the abundance timeline or the... I don't know what the opposite of lack be, the peace timeline. I don't know. But, oh, just to finish up this topic and then we'll move on, the same listener wrote in that she said a friend gave a woman money. She walked away a few steps and the woman came back asking again as if it never happened. LOL, can't win.
Well, that's good to you know, to see why that's happening. You know, that's mm-hmm. quite interesting.
Yeah.
You know, like the person with the gas can, you know, you probably want to, if you really wanted to go deep, you want to say, well, I want to see your car that will help you out with
yeah.
the gas.
I would be so curious.
Yeah, and then I want to see the gas gauge, see how high it is, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, why did you drive here, you know?
If you knew you were going to run out of gas.
The gas, and you're standing in front of a store, and you're not at the gas station, you know? Why aren't you at the gas station asking for gas, you know? Maybe they're 2 blocks away from a gas station. Hello? You know?
Or maybe they're like, you know, people around here and they drive with a entire can of gas in their pickup truck for whatever reason.
One thing that I saw was kind of interesting. This is like 6 months ago or something. I see a guy sitting with a walker, you know. I mean, he's sitting in a chair. Like, he can't walk, you know. And he has this walker in front of him. So I saw that. The next day, I get a little bit earlier somehow driving by, and I see him walking with the chair and the walker, right? So that's like he's crippled, you know. And I see him set his little stand-up, you know, with his help wanted sign, you know. So, you know, but I'm sure there are needy people, but I won't get into all that stuff. But, you know, it's sometimes, you know, they can be a full-time job, you know.
Yeah.
Bucks today. That, you know, they found their niche. So, but anyway, back to you. So they're being very prosperous.
What's that, Ron? What did you say? I missed the last part of that.
Yeah. They're being very prosperous. So they figured out their own niche on how to make money. And maybe you're self-employed and not liking it.
Yeah, the thing is that they're playing on people's emotions and using their emotions and their people's attachments to seeing needy people, because most people are, you know, they want to help. So they're using people's emotions to create a falsehood and make money off of it. It's very interesting, actually, if you think about it. So if you do the emotional whole lifetime clearing, you probably won't feel guilty or not for not giving the money, or, you know, you probably won't feel great that you did. You'll just, you know, you won't really be analyzing the situation in emotional terms there.
Yep, that's correct. So, any other fresh emails?
Yeah, we did get a request for a sample clearing for eyes. Maybe we could remove entities from the eyes, or the left eye and the right eye.
Okay, here we go. So if you saw something or an entity hopped in your eye, that can happen. Here we go. So left eye. Remember, if an entity comes into you, they're going to give you their situation, and maybe they got really thick glasses on and they lost them, you know, through the traveling. So they don't have any more glasses, they can't see well. And they're looking out of your eyes, and you go, man, my eyes don't work that well today, you know? So here we go. Get rid of the entity that's attached to your left eye. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you see how your eyesight is in your left eye. Now we'll do right eye. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So, just the eyes have it, huh? So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And just want to remind everybody that if you are listening and you have been helped by any of the sample healings during the live show, you are always welcome to donate via the PayPal button, which is on BBS, as well as our creationlightship.com homepage. And that helps keep the free sample healings going, as well as the radio broadcast. So any donations are much appreciated. And Ron, let's get back to the questions here. I just had a few more come in. So I just want to thank everybody for writing in. And somebody wrote in that they've been feeling like their whole body's been in pain since July the 3rd, especially their right legs. They're wondering what they can do to, maybe they got stuck on a timeline, since we're talking about timelines here. I don't know if you have any input on that, Ron.
Well, if you're in the now, a lot of that will go away. So very possibly, you know, you either have alien critters in you, number one. Number two, you're on the timeline of having pain. That's the second way to look at it. Number three, you could have replicas on you that get switched out every 10 minutes, causing your pain. And then I'd say number four could be a psychic attack. So what you may want to do, remember, everything deals in time. That's why we do timeline crashes. So let's just say that somebody did you a psychic attack, a whammy, 5 years ago on that date. Well, that could recycle. And maybe you activated it somehow unknowingly, and now it's fallen back into place. Or maybe it didn't work 5 years ago, and now it is. Maybe it's waiting for one more thing to happen, and you happen to come across a situation that activated what they were doing to you. So, you know, you need to start at the beginning, but not always, but typically start at the beginning. If you know a date or a time in your past, that they can copy and paste. So you want to look for and investigate, you know, with your own mind energy, because your mind energy is in darkness, so you want to use that to find the solution. So you want to look and see, how do they copy and paste this? So that would be the question that you can ask yourself, and let it kind of like sit for a while, and you may get your answer. And then when you get the answer, now you want to timeline crash that. So, remember, your mind can help you out even though it's from darkness. So it can give you a clue. A lot of people say, yeah, I got to figure this thing out, but I'll just need some more time to figure it out. So now you're probably actually going through the alien programs on timelines to figure out what happened to you. You know, but that's a common thing. People say, oh, I got to let this information settle and get an answer for it. That's a quite common expression. Or something like that, because you are looking through the database of the darkness to find out what happened. And then at that point, you may want to timeline crash the origin of it and do lots of timelines so it doesn't reoccur again. And then after you figure that out, then crash when it started. And so this sounds like the first few days of the month. And do that, and maybe do every day afterwards, because you're still on that timeline. And you're getting rid of everything that is imprinted on the timelines, because your past reality will be made up of these timelines. If you had 2 weeks of misery from something, you will be having 2 weeks of misery with a copy and paste in your future, more than likely, you know, on down the road, because it's already stored data. They could just retrieve it and copy and paste it. Change your psychic billboard. Remember, on the psychic billboard, you have three things. Where are you? You know, with your own mind, what's it thinking about? What's causing people to get attracted to you? And what other people are doing to you? And then you have what the aliens are doing. Well, the aliens are going, that's a good two-week timeline. Took a few days to activate, but, well, that was great. We got some good energy from that, so we're going to now bring it forth. Then we'll wait about 4 or 5 years, you know, and bring it forth and copy and paste it and drop it in. And it will more than likely be the same scenario. We'll just have different faces from people to show up. And at that point, voila. So you need to understand that. History repeats itself. So back to you.
Yeah, that's... Ron, I feel like you just said so much there, and that is such a great point, that you can use the mind to help you figure out what to do. And it sounds like exactly what you said, that they've got this listener on some kind of a pain timeline, and they're getting a lot of energy out of them. So all of the clearings that Ron mentioned are on creationlightship.com, and the first clearing that is kind of the baseline clearing for all the other ones is the emotional body clearing. And you can find that in the recommended healings on the left under the healing login in the drop-down menu. So I was just writing while you were speaking, Ron. But the next, because I thought that was so great what you said about the psychic billboard, that you have to ask yourself those three questions. So... moving on, the next listener question is, this listener is wondering, what is the best clearing to use for procrastination? I have a lot of ideas, and I feel motivated, but I can't ever seem to find time enough to get things done. When I have time, I tend to just waste it.
Well, it sounds like they're not engaging with the timelines, you know? So they can't find the time. So you need to get into the moment to want to do your manifestations. So you're not on timeline, so the time is evading you. And everyone else probably is working in time, so you may want to kind of investigate that a little bit and just see what happens, because very possibly you could have a situation that you're dealing with and they're not allowing you, okay? Remember, they're in control of the timelines. You need to look at it a little differently. You need to go, wow, everyone else is on timeline succeeding, okay? That's what's here. And they're not allowing you to be on their alien timelines. Maybe you got an alien race upset with you, and they're not allowing you to go on a timeline. So I know I'm talking a little differently, like this is the darkness, you know, how to engage into a timeline. But remember, you have to start somewhere. And that's why we have the psychic billboard, you know, to help you move out of a situation. But you know, I would kind of look at that, and you need to engage a timeline and then to flip it over and put it into light. So it's a little difficult to talk about it because most people won't really understand it. I'm sure there's some people here that do. So you have to first get into the situation of manifesting in the now. And then when you're in the now, then you manifest in light into the moment. And a lot of those timelines that are from the darkness do pass through the moment, okay? Even though it may be a little strange to talk about, they do connect to it. So you're not going to lose everybody by being in the moment to do your manifestation. Just that it doesn't harm anybody. There's no cause and effect when you're in the moment doing a manifestation where the darkness uses that particular situation. You understand what I'm explaining or trying to state there?
Yes, it's very fascinating, and I think it's a great way to look at the problem, because it's almost like you want to blame yourself for that. It's you that, you know, you're not making good use of your time, or you're procrastinating, or you're distracted. But I think that's really insightful, Ron, what you said about getting to the why of the thing and why aren't you engaging with the timelines. So, which leads me to maybe just ask you to clarify this a little bit further. Is it possible to create your own timeline, say a productivity or a creativity, or create a timeline for yourself where you are being in the moment?
Well, in the moment, there's no timelines, so that's why you want to create your manifestation out of time. And then you will draw people to you with the energy that are out of time, and they will be able to read and understand what you're doing. And then they may put you onto a timeline, okay? So someone else may engage you and do that for you, and that timeline could bring a lot of people your way, but then you want to just clear out the timeline, you know, maybe afterwards. It gets to be kind of hard to talk about, only because there's so much there, and you can't really nail it down as 100% fact, because, you know, it's a big gray area because the aliens created all that stuff. That's kind of weird. But that's kind of what I would do. You want to manifest in the now. Like I stated, when you do the mind to heart drop and you're in the moment, you start doing it a lot, eventually you are going to be able to, you know, be in the moment. And even when you do, and I'll increase my life force energy, if you do that a lot, you're going to hit a point to where nothing around you is connected to you, but yet, you know, you're not going to be alone. And you're going to be able to see things that you probably haven't seen before and understand it, much like seeing clones. And if you keep doing your, and I'll increase my life force energy, then you're going to start seeing how weird these people are. You know, at the last expo that I went to, I believe, when everybody in the room got, this is the one in Los Angeles, so in San Francisco, all of a sudden everybody in the room was in the now, and there's probably 100 people there, and it was quite interesting to see real humans in that room. You know, normally when I do my lectures, I look at the people, and they're all mannequins. You know, nobody really stands out too much, hardly, unless they've been doing clearings, and I can sense that. But, you know, as a general rule, you look, and they're, you know, they're all clones. And all of a sudden, you look, and the colors have changed in the room. The colors are very vibrant. The people have, they look three-dimensional. So if anybody's been to any of my lectures and I've done this, you know what I'm talking about. Because all of a sudden now you feel like, wow, I'm with real people, you know, and everything else isn't. So it's interesting. So anyway, I'll stop babbling here, but back to you.
No, it's great, Ron, and it's great to hear your insight on what you've observed at the expos, particularly with the cloned energies. It's something we all deal with in everyday life, and I think it's nice to, especially for the listeners, to hear that, you know, especially if they have been doing the clearings and concentrating on, you know, clearing that out and being more at peace and being in the now. The other thing I wanted to mention, which I completely forgot to before, was that you can always do the finger exercise, which brings you back into the moment. And there was this great quote I had on that, but I don't think we're going to have time to go into that. So I guess we'll just save that for next week's show. And Ron, did you have any last thoughts or any last sample clearings or mind-to-heart drop maybe that you would like to do?
Yeah, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud because you have to engage it. Give it a command to help you. So that has to be in this present reality, not in the mind reality. So you have to say it out loud. And what you say is, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head or inside of my head and drop them down into my heart. And that's it. And then we count from 10 to 1 backwards to make the action for that. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go, everybody. So blessings, and hope to see you on the call tomorrow, which will be Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific, when we do energetic cording release. Bye, everyone.